Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, we know so many of the accounts of the birth of Jesus and the nativity scenes that we see, they always seem to have three wise men who come with a star that is shining over above the stables where he's born. Well, let us look today. Were there three wise men? Well, there's nothing in the text of Scripture that says there were only three. Now, there were mention of three shepherds, and there is mention of three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but there's no mention that there were only three wise men. And there's no mention that it would be in the stables. In fact, when we actually look at the account, Jesus is referred to not as an infant, but as a small child. What we end up seeing is Herod, when he finds out about these wise men, kills everyone 2 years and under, which might mean that when they started to see the sign of the star, they started to travel, and that was 2 years later. So the idea would be is that there would probably be more than three wise men, enough to get Herod nervous, because many think these are the Magi from the west, or from the east, that would have been the kingmakers. And therefore, there would probably have been many of them to anoint him king, though they only had three gifts. And that would be enough to get Herod very anxious in Matthew 2:16. If there were many of these kingmakers to anoint a king, and they come to him, they want to find out what house he is in. And he is in a home at this point and called a child, not an infant.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.